Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. MeWe group, Facebook group, Discord server, Twittering, and Instagram thing. The last two, So, excuse me. If I sound like I have a little bit more voice, I am now on an inhaler. So, working on it. Also, a water pill because my swollen feet and ankles. I'm not pregnant. Don't even ask. So, that's the Tenkar's pneumonia update for April 3rd, 2020. We are stuck home, and some of us are stuck home, and we're working from home. That's not me. That's Rach. Because he's working from home, I don't have access to my desktop during the day hours like I'm so spoiled and used to. Because Rach has to work. She has to deal with what social workers work with, which are, I would call them patients. I guess they call them, what, clients. But in any case, it's under the HIPAA. You can't have somebody else in the background tapping on a keyboard listening into half a conversation. It doesn't work. So, I question myself in what we were calling the yoga room. And what have I been doing? Well, I've been binge watching. And yes, I've watched a bit too much of the Porn Stars and Alaska State Troopers. And and that one History Channel about forging fire or whatever. They make swords and daggers and stuff. It's pretty cool. But you know what? There's more out there to watch. Really. And somebody sent me a link. Now, I'm going to play a few minutes. The opening theme song is way too long. It's almost a minute, like 50 seconds. But let's see if you recognize any of this. Yes, that's Conan the Adventurer. A pretty piss poor series. But if you want to get some fresh Conan, because me it's fresh. I don't remember this ever being on kids TV when I was a kid, or even when I was older. I don't remember. I would have caught this, but I missed it. So it's Conan the Adventurer. And where can you find it? Tubi TV, TUBI TV.com. I guess search for Conan the Adventurer. It's free. And if it's free, it's for me. Now, if you haven't heard, HBO has kind of gone free. Sort of, kind of. You can stream some HBO shows for free. You're not going to get Watchmen. You're not going to get Game of Thrones. I know it's painful to say that. But you're going to get some classic HBO series. All you need to do is have the HBO Go or the HBO Now app or log in on the website. And it's free for, I'm not sure if it's the whole month of April, but for a while. It includes The Sopranos, which I will admit, I never watched. So it's probably time for me to do that. That and The Wire. The Wire, I've heard so much good shit on. I gotta watch The Wire. Succession. Never heard of it. Veep. You see, here's my problem. I actually have an HBO subscription. So I watched, what was that damn, I'm not gonna remember it now. Oh my God, I'm losing my mind. Avenue 5. Pretty good comedy, quasi near future. Hugh Laurie? No, the guy that was in that British guy that was in that medical White House. So it's actually pretty good, but you can watch things like Ballers, Barry, Silicon Valley, 6 Feet Under, The Sopranos, all the seasons, True Blood, Veep, and The Wire, plus a series of documentaries, a bunch of movies. I really don't know if I want to see Arthur or Arthur 2 on the rocks, Bridges of Madison County, and Part of the Sun, not bad, Happy Feet 2, Lego Movie 2, the second part. Does that mean that there was two parts to Lego Movie 2? I'm confused. And a handful of others. Pokemon Detective Pikachu for your kids. Smallfoot. So there's stuff you can watch on HBO and streaming on your phone, your tablet, your computer, and it's free. And what do they say? If it's free, it's for me. What else? If you have Amazon Prime, I'm going to go just going to touch on a few series that I've watched. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, there's 2 seasons out. I found it enjoyable. I'm not saying it was realistic, but I certainly found it enjoyable. Bosch, I don't know how many seasons there are now. 5, 6. 6 seasons. Great police procedural. If you like that type of stuff, the characters are believable. It's a really good series. What else? Hunters, that's the Al Pacino hunting down Nazis into alternate reality of the 70s. It's okay. Good Omens, fucking home run. If you don't know it yet, if you want to see what the movie The Omen could have been in the right hand, oh my God, Good Omens, fucking awesome. The Boys, great, great series, a lot of fun, a lot of shocks. I enjoyed it. Hannah, I have not seen yet. I'd like to. Carnival Row, not bad. That's the Orlando Bloom fantasy drama. When I say not bad, it was actually pretty good, but I felt it could have been better. But, you know, I want more sword fighting in my fantasy, I guess. So, I guess that's where I fall down. But there's stuff out there for you. And again, especially if suddenly you have... Listen, even if you are working from home, you probably have more free time than you've ever had. You're no longer commuting, right? Or, God forbid, you've been furloughed. Binge watch something. And that's what I've been doing. Yeah, I've been watching way too much Porn Stars. Way too much. So, folks, here we come to the point where if you don't want to hear me say this again, you can feel free to hit pause or just stop listening. But I'm going to tell you, 6 feet, right? Pretty much a small pole arm distance. That's what you want to maintain. New York City is now saying, well, you should cover your face when you go out in public, but not with like a medical or surgical mask, because we want to leave those for our healthcare workers and our responders, first responders. But you can use a scarf, a handkerchief, T-shirt. What? Listen, honest to God, true story, 9/11, Ground Zero, on 9/11. When that first building came down, I was at City Hall Park, and all that grit came in. You could see what was in the air. It wasn't this invisible virus. It was like gray snow coming down. So what I did, because we didn't know what was going to happen, I pulled my undershirt up through my vest, over my mouth and my nose, and I spit on it. Because that would, and it did, catch a lot of what was coming in. I'm not suggesting that to anybody about the coronavirus. But what I'm saying is take actions. You know, take actions that are going to lower your risk. Or don't do things that might put you at risk. If you don't need to, I don't know, leave your house, then why leave it? Right? Remember, you're not only putting yourself at risk if you get sick, you're putting your family at risk. And if you're a gamer, it's quite likely you have one of those aggravating conditions. High blood pressure, obesity, type 1 or type 2 diabetic, and you don't need that extra risk factor thrown into the whole COVID-19 level of bullshit, all right? Wash your fucking hands. I will say this and say this and say this. Now, I don't wash my hands that much because I haven't left the house in 3 weeks. Woohoo! And that was only because I was coming out of the hospital. But, yeah. Seriously. Seriously. Wash your hands. If you have hand sanitizer, have it with you if you're going outside especially. Don't touch your face. That's a big one, right? This virus gets in through you touching your face and going through your eyes, through your nose, through your mouth, probably through your fucking ears. I have no idea. Don't touch your fucking face. I care about each and every one of my listeners, and I care about everybody in our extended community, and I want us to all get through this. So don't take any unnecessary risks. All right. On that note, as always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Laters.